Well, there, Tiger fans, we welcome you to another Tiger Sports Network interview. This is Tyson Agler, and we are continuing our spring Wittenberg sports preview. Joining me this week, we have the head coach and assistant coach of the Wittenberg baseball team, Coach Jay Lewis, and Coach Rick White. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I'll get started. The polls were released for the NCAC predictions, and Wittenberg was predicted 8th, which was kind of surprising, at least to me. So what are the expectations this year for the Tigers?
You know, I think right now, going into the season, you know, obviously getting prepared, you know, for our spring trip to really then prepare us for our run for the NCAC title. And I think we do have a chance at that, even though, you know, getting selected 8th doesn't necessarily project you as having high hopes or whatever, but knowing our division is I believe one of the tougher divisions, of the teams of DePaul and Wabash and High Wesleyan and Denison and ourselves, compared to Worcester and Allegheny and Hiram and Oberlin and Kenyon, I think we have a really good shot of maybe surprising some people, so I don't mind that we're sitting 8th. I think we can have some people maybe overlook us instead of, you know, really buckling down and expecting us to be at the top right now. So
I feel that our pitching staff is good or better than everybody else in the league. We only lost a couple guys last year, and we gained 6 quality pitchers. So I've got my number one, number two back in the rotation, and we picked up a couple other guys that throw in the mid to upper 80s. So I think our 4-man rotation is going to be very solid, and we've got a very solid bullpen. So as far as pitching goes, to put our staff up against the rest of the league, I think we're right there in the top couple from what I remember over the last couple of years.
You both have mentioned a lot of key players are coming back. So, Coach Lewis, who are going to be some of those key players to watch offensively and defensively?
You know, I think just if you go right down our lineup, we really only lost one bat out of last year's lineup. It was a big bat losing Matt Hamp. To lead us off, having Zach Willison and Brandon Riemann right at the front, and then to go back to back with Graham Wolf and Grant Goodwin in the middle of the infield. Adding another bat, which I think is a pretty big bat, Tyler Hutchinson transferred from Campbell University, and I think he's going to have a real good year for us. But, you know, Alex Lockhart as one of our catchers, Brandon Jordan in the outfield, and Dave Moore at third base. Defensively, we'll match up with anybody in our conference and probably in this region. Very strong defensively, and I hopefully that our pitchers are going to be able to understand that you know, they don't have to strike everybody out, that we're going to be able to make some plays behind them.
And then, Coach White, you mentioned your 1 and 2 pitcher are back. Who else are we looking forward to shine on the mound for the Tigers?
Well, we added a freshman that came in from locally here from Southeastern, and Jordan Hitt. He commands 4 pitches in the strike zone, and he was the all-area pitcher of the year, which is a big step for us. We had a transfer come in from the University of Cincinnati named Frank Sullivan, who's going to be in the rotation. He didn't have a chance to pitch for them last year, so we've got him for 4 years if he decides to stay. We had a couple guys that are coming back from surgeries that could help the team out quite a bit. And, you know, basically, like I said, all of our other staff that we had last year is coming back. So we had a lot of improvements with the guys' arms over the winter, and the guys are stronger. And I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Sounds like a very exciting year for the Tigers. And you guys actually leave today to go to Florida for your usual spring break trip. You had a pretty good year last year. So what are the goals this year down in Florida?
You know, obviously with having a lot of guys come back, it's kind of getting right back into the swing of it, getting guys comfortable, you know, playing 7, you know, games down there. Hopefully will get us that momentum we need when we come back. We did have a real successful spring trip last year, going 9-1, and, you know, hopefully we can do much of the same this year.
I notice while I work out for the football team, I walk up and I see baseball training in the old gym usually. Would you say there's any difficulties having to go from a gym to the field or not being to have field access during the winter season?
You know, we've even though we've got about an inch of snow on the ground right now, We've been able to get outside at least probably 2 or 3 days a week out on the field turf on the football field. We've been able to take batting practice, pretty much do everything that we normally do outside, on our field out there on the football field. But, you know, to get the training we really need as far as live at bats to prepare guys for our games, over the last, 4 or 5 weeks, we've had our pitchers face our hitters in live at bat situations. So I think they should be very well prepared. The only adjustment is the fact that you don't have four walls around you and it's kind of dark in our gym and you don't have nets that you're hitting into. You actually get to see where the ball is going to go. You get to see better spin because it is really tough to see the seams inside. I know our first couple times we took batting practice outside already, it was a bit of an adjustment. So, but I really think our guys, I would say they probably get 20, 30 at bats a week, off of our live pitching to where they should be pretty prepared, you know, once we get down there.
As far as the pitching aspect goes, you know, it is what it is. The only thing that I don't like about throwing inside, all winter is that the guys start to develop, tunnel syndrome. And they get to where they start looking at everything in that tunnel instead of just focusing on the glove. We actually had one guy say that the nets were starting to bug his eyes and make him dizzy. Well, you know, he's a little dizzy anyway, but you know how it is. But it'd be nice, yeah, if we could go out and play fall and winter games and do everything outside. But, where we live at, that's just not going to happen. So maybe one of these days we'll get a new facility to where we can do stuff where it's a little bit more opened up and less dark and dim and see what happens.
Now, one of my advisors, Ryan Maurer, talked to me and said, it's not every day you get talked to a former Major League pitcher. So can you talk about your experiences in the Major League, Coach White?
I got drafted back in 1990 from a little junior college in Paducah, Kentucky, and took 3.5 years to get to the big leagues. After my first year in the big leagues, ended up having Tommy John surgery on my elbow and rehabbed that for a year. And after that, my whole career kind of changed. It just, I went from being like a starter predominantly to a relief guy. And I got to play for some very good teams, got to pitch in a World Series with the Mets in 2000, the Subway Series. Got to pitch in the playoffs the year after that. Or actually, it was the year before, no, 2002, when I got traded to the St. Louis. Got to play for some the guys in the playoffs. But, you know, the last few years of my career, I was averaging 2 teams a year. Being a reliever, I'd start off with one team and then at the trade deadline get traded off. And, you know, that got to be a little tiring towards the end of my career there because my kids and family were getting to where they start coming to the games. My kids were getting older and, you know, I'd be sitting there and next thing you know, I'm getting traded off. So they got to move back home to Ohio until I get settled in where I was going. And, you know, overall, you know, I played parts of 18 seasons, 13 in the majors and wouldn't trade any of it away. But at the same time, it was a great learning experience. And, you know, hopefully I can transfer from, especially from being with all the different teams that I was with, the knowledge that I learned from all the different pitching coaches and managers to our pitchers, and hopefully get some of these guys drafted themselves, from here at Wittenberg.
And then what knowledge would you say that you try to help these young pitchers learn as they try to progress throughout the year?
The main thing is just the work ethic. A lot of these guys, you know, I played a 162-game season. So basically our whole year was concentrating on being able to pitch. These guys, we have a 40-game season. We don't really have a fall season. We have, you know, 5 to 6 weeks we can do stuff. But these guys need to learn to train as if they're playing year round and take that into the season. That way they'll be strong the whole time. They'll never have arm issues. And, you know, and being a Division III school, I think a lot of these kids, when they come in here, aren't expecting to go to the next level. So they come in here with the work ethic, like I'm just going to go here and get my grades and graduate and just play baseball. Well, I would love to be able to teach those guys to the mental part of it to prepare as if they're going to get drafted and put that extra work in and see what happens. And a lot of these guys, you know, there's guys around here that could get drafted.
And then you mentioned you moved all around throughout your baseball career. Now you're back in the Miami Valley. What kind of enticed you to come back towards where you grew up?
Well, you said it right there. I was born and raised here. I've been coming back here every year. I never moved out. I'd get a condo or a house to rent during the season when I was playing. Had a house built here in 2006 that we still live in. And, you know, all my friends that I grew up with are here. You know, coaching at Wittenberg is 5 minutes from my house. So, you know, it makes it great in that retrospect. And I get to see my kids do their thing now, too, as far as their sports are concerned, instead of traveling all over the place and whatnot. So I've always been kind of a small-town guy. And the big cities that I played in, you know, it was fun while I was there, but I would never want to live in a big city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Springfield is known as Springtucky around here from us local yokels, and I kind of like it that way.
And then for our final question, we'll start with you, Coach Lewis. As you kind of go on through the season, I'm sure you kind of look for who will be the next batch of future Wittenberg Tigers come in and take the spots of some other players that may graduate. What is it that you look for in a high school athlete when you're recruiting?
You know, I think, you know, I've been around it for a long time now to see how Division I guys recruit, and a lot of times they're recruiting just size, looking at a radar gun, looking at the stopwatch, and you know, we want to bring in, you know, yeah, the best athletes that we can. Our guys probably aren't going to be as polished maybe to come in, but you know, we still want guys that are going to be able to perform between the lines. You know, we want guys that are strong fundamentally, that we can help grow. If it's in the weight room with their skill level. And, you know, I think for this next year, you know, we're really only losing four seniors and two starting pitchers and basically our middle infield. But I think every year you go to recruit, you try to get better on the field no matter what. You know, if it's bringing in another first baseman, you know, to help out with things, if it's, you know, maybe adding depth in the outfield, every year you're always going to bring in pitching. You know, but we look to try to bring in probably 8-10 guys a year, to hopefully, you know, challenge, you know, the guys that we have here, to be better, or to be able to get into our lineup to where they're going to help us out immediately.
Coach White, what do you look for in a high school pitcher when you're going out and trying to recruit athletes?
Well, the main thing for me, kind of like Jay was touching there, the Division I, your better colleges, Division IIs and stuff, are probably going to get your premier pitchers, your kids that throw 90 miles an hour plus, the big frame kids, that just a pure stud of a pitcher. I look for kids that it doesn't matter body size to me. Sure, you know, 6 foot tall plus, good frame, is easy to work with. But if I can find a kid that can control his pitches and throw the ball in the strike zone with some command, have more than one pitch, you know, have two or three pitches, I can add velocity. You know, just from the stuff that we do, the workout and trainings that we do, you're going to add, you know, that 2, 3, 5 miles per hour speed onto your fastball over your 4-year career if you work out. Obviously, you can't guarantee anything, but for me, I just like going out and see if a kid has a good mound presence and he can throw strikes. That's that simple.
All right, we'd like to thank both of you for joining us. Good luck in Florida and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
And that was Coach Jay Lewis and Coach Rick White of the Wittenberg baseball team. This is Tyson Nagler for the Tiger Sports Network interview saying, go Witt and Tiger up.